This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Election day in Afghanistan was met with delays, widespread communication failures, and some militant attacks. But as Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports, some voters said democracy far outweighed the risk.
The capital was one of at least four cities hit by explosions, including a polling center. All of the attacks were small scale because of a strong and very public security presence, but there were multiple casualties, including at least one death. Of almost 5,000 polling centers, some 400 were also closed because they were inside Taliban territory. And the Election Commission reported that it couldn't establish communications with about 900 centers, although it gave no details to where or why. As a result, a low overall turnout is expected. 12 candidates are vying for the presidency in this vote, but it's likely to come down to incumbent President Ashraf Ghani or his former deputy Abdullah Abdullah. Preliminary results won't be released until at least mid-October.
Hong Kong police sprayed water cannon to disperse protesters outside the Legislative Council building Saturday, Reuters' Amber McCarthy reports.
Police fired water cannon and pepper spray at protesters in Hong Kong on Saturday night as demonstrators threw rocks and blocked a key road next to a rally near the local headquarters of China's People's Liberation Army. Protesters also shone lasers at a helicopter overhead as the demonstrations, which started out peaceful early Saturday, then turned violent. Saturday marked 5 years since the student-led umbrella protests, which gripped Hong Kong for 79 days.
That's Emmer McCarthy of Reuters reporting. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's former president, Robert Mugabe,